Ladies and gentlemen.
System loaded.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Come on, kids, let's go.
Two.
Start the show.
One.
Thank you for joining the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast, episode 30.
It's a big round number.
I know, right? Talk a little louder, Hoss. Let me check those levels there.
Is that better?
Nope.
I can't hear myself. Hey, look at me.
Oh, there you are. You would think that we would do this before the show.
No.
It's just funny how we don't.
It's more fun when you do it live.
Well, considering I walked in the door from like 2 hours away, like 30 seconds ago.
You really pulled up. What was the character from In Living Color? Like, I'm ready to go.
I walked in. I'm like, I'm ready to go. Sit down. I am so tired. I've already told my husband that I'm going to sleep at like 8 o'clock tonight. Well, do you guys know why?
A lot of hockey and a lot of driving through snow.
Yeah, and have you guys been on my Facebook today?
I have. Yeah, you went to overtime.
We have a champion among us. Rocky Mano, come here. So my son's Twin Bridges hockey team won their championship tournament in totally dramatic fashion.
So was this like a league tournament or just like an invitation tournament?
An out-of-town invitation tournament. Hey, Gary, hand that over to him. Sit right there, buddy. And so these tournaments, you know, we're these like armpit of the Midwest kids.
Sure.
And we go to these tournaments and a lot of times, you know, we're playing big teams from Chicago.
Wow.
And, you know, we had a team this weekend at Notre Dame. And,
oh, wow.
You know, I'm just going to be honest. A lot of times we don't do very well at these tournaments.
Are you District 5 from the Mighty Ducks?
No, we're not that bad.
Okay.
We're certainly not bad, but I'll just say that the competition at these tournaments is fierce enough that Rocky's been playing hockey since he was 4 or 5.
Right.
And the last 3 years, we've been a traveling tournament team, and he's never won a championship until today.
Well, you guys took second in Nashville,
We took second
right?
in Nashville.
Okay.
And so we've had a lot of second place finishes.
And you guys are a good team. I saw you guys on Monday.
Yep. We're a great team.
Yeah.
And there was this team. They're called Quad Cities, but I'm not sure where they are from. And they were just rolling through every team in the division.
Oh, wow.
Including us.
Okay.
They beat us 5-1. But we were in second place.
Got
and
it.
So come time the championship game, guess who we have to play?
Of course.
And I'm going to be honest. It's the end of the season. We're tired of each other. We're
right.
tired of our kids. Our kids are tired of us. We've been out of town 3 times in the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And not to mention, we are in the middle of a freaking snowstorm.
Sure.
Okay? And we had had an 8 a.m. game that morning, which means you get up at 6, and the kids played
right.
like garbage. It was the longest game ever. And so going into the championship game, a lot of parents were like, well, maybe. I'm sure that the coaches were a little more optimistic, but a lot of us parents were like, let's just get this over with.
Right.
Let's just go in.
Is there a mercy rule in little kid hockey?
No, and they'd only beat us 5-1 when we played them before,
okay.
but we played like garbage. And so we
right.
all knew that we had a shot, but we also knew that the kids were tired. And so the game starts, and you know this big, tough team just kicked back their heels and thought that it was going to be a walk in the park.
They were going to mail it in, yeah.
And it was tense the whole game. It was, you know, 1-0, then 1-1, then 2-1, then 2-2. We went into sudden death overtime.
That's awesome.
First, we had a regular overtime. Then we had a
so
sudden...
So regular overtime is not sudden
Oh, wait,
death.
No, we did it. Rocky, was it 1 overtime or 2? Talk in the microphone.
Okay, 1.
One overtime. And then it goes into a little kid shootout.
Oh, nice.
Okay, which is amazing. And I can follow hockey really, really well until it's your own babies out there. And not just Rocky, but I care a lot about his buddies, too.
Sure.
And none of the parents, I don't think, even really realized that we won when Noah made the final save. It wasn't until the kids jumped off the bench that we figured it out. And, so round of applause for the twins. Rocky, how does it feel to be a champion?
Amazing.
Are you going to sleep well tonight?
Probably not.
So, well, are you going to sleep with your medal tonight?
He's got it around his neck right now.
Yeah. Are you going to sleep with your medal on tonight?
I have not a clue. I might put it up tonight. I might sleep with it. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything to anybody or thank anybody for your awesome, awesome weekend?
My coach.
Oh, yeah? Who's your coach?
Ryan Shea.
Yeah? What, you like him? Is he nice?
Yeah.
You want me to beat him up?
No.
Okay. We love Ryan. And Ryan, you know, he even proved himself as a great coach even more this weekend because at the level that Rocky plays at and the competition and the age that they are, they're not babies
sure.
anymore. I, especially as we went into that overtime, I completely expected him to start
screaming,
only putting out the thoroughbreds. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You know, maybe players who weren't having a good weekend, holding them back. Maybe the younger ones, the weaker ones. Because
I'm 39 and I still do that in my league.
You do that?
I bench myself. Like, I'm hands down not the most talented guy on my team.
Yeah.
And when it's a close game, I'm like, we're shortening the bench. And I just go sit down.
Well, and that's exactly what I expected Ryan to do, you know, because I thought, you know, this is a close game. And in hockey, you're in levels like every 2 years. And so you've got some kids on the team that have just turned 11 playing against kids that are almost 13.
I noticed that Monday that there seemed to be some much taller kids.
Yes.
I didn't say anything because I've been that kid.
That was tall.
I've been that kid who's my parents have had to defend the fact that I'm as old as I was or as young as I was.
Yeah.
Like, they used to always travel with the birth certificate.
Right.
Because people would be like, that kid is not 11.
That kid drove here. He has facial hair.
Right.
And we have a kid like that on our team, Meat, that, you know, he won the slap shot competition. This kid is, what, 12 years old? How old is Caden? 64-mile-an-hour slap shot he had.
Oh, wow.
63.
I don't think I could do that today.
It was amazing. But I just wanted to credit Coach Shea because he believed in the team that he built, and
that's
he
great.
Just kept rolling out those lines.
That's awesome.
And it made it – I couldn't hardly even watch. And
so what was the score of the shootout?
Our
3-2.
3-2.
The shoot, that was the final score of the game. Our goalie saved all three shots.
Oh, nice.
And was the MVP of the game.
That's awesome.
So, and yeah. And so I actually just posted a video on my Facebook, and I caught a cool moment on accident because I was excited hockey mom, but at the same time I was trying to think, oh, Rocky's going to want to watch this back. I should probably actually point the camera at the ice.
Right.
And you see the goalie's dad just patiently waiting on the side of the rink for his son to get through all of his buddies, the handshake line, the coaches, and then he finally gets a chance to give his son a big hug. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's in the video. So if you haven't seen it, go to my Facebook, Kelly Mano, check it out. Rocky, anything else you want to say?
Nope.
Go Lightning.
Yes.
Are you playing for them next year, or is it a whole
new
year?
No, next year. I mean, I think that even with our move, we're going to consider just making the haul because we it's a family, you know?
You
can hand that over, Bubba.
With sports teams, you get chemistry, and you don't want to break that up.
And you also get friendships and family, and, you know, hockey with such a high rate of injury, you don't just trust your kid to anybody. It's not like basketball where I can just drop him off and leave and come back. I got to make sure his leg doesn't get split open. And I read this article once about hockey players, because a lot of sports broadcasters will tell you hockey players are their favorite people to interview. They're always the nicest. They're the most open. And it was this whole article about how hockey players are so close with their families and their parents because they're stuck with them.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. It's not like you get a ride to practice and come back. You're in the car for
hours. I did the same thing. When I was a junior in high school, that summer I was on a select basketball team. And I got to see all these cool places around the country. And they all looked the exact same to me.
Of course.
They were 82 feet long with a 10-foot hoop at each end.
Yeah.
My dad drove me to Atlanta.
Yes.
My dad drove me to Washington, D.C.
Yep.
My dad drove me to Oklahoma City.
Yep.
You know, I spent an entire summer with my parents traveling out of state to basketball tournaments.
And that's exactly what Rocky does. And as much as he fights with you know, his sisters and stuff, they were right there cheering him on today.
Yep.
You know, they normally don't care about the games. They're like coloring or doing cartwheels. But Lucy, because she starts hockey here in a few weeks, she was especially interested in it. And so, yeah, fun family stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How was your weekend, Haas?
My weekend was awesome.
Yeah?
A bunch of us guys went out with a friend of ours who's about ready to have a kid.
Yeah.
And we kind of considered it like the last time we're going to see him in a
long
time.
For at least a year.
For at least, I'm going to say, 25, 30 years.
Yeah. No, not that
long.
Yeah,
no, it's
no,
be a
no,
while.
No. About 5 years.
So we hung out a lot like that. I saved a lot of money on Valentine's Day this year.
You did? Why?
I'm single.
What?
Yeah.
You guys officially broke up?
Yeah, we did. You know, it's sometimes it's like I even told her, and she agrees, like sometimes it's not the people, it's just timing.
Oh, I know a lot of couples that would have been really good together if they would have met at a different time in their life.
And I think that's what this was. She's a dynamite girl, and I still have very strong feelings for her, and I know that she's the same for me, but
wow.
The timing's just not off. So
what are you going to do with your time now? You gonna
play a lot of video games?
Oh,
no,
dear
I'm not.
God.
I'm just gonna.
yes, you are. Don't.
I'm gonna chill out. And like, there's things about me that I need to work on. And you know, I mean, we'll see. Eventually, we'll get back.
You've been
in
going
the
to the gym, haven't you?
I have. I've been going to the gym. I've been playing hockey a couple times a week. So
I think
to
that
get back in bikini shape.
I think we're gonna get a staff headshot sometime in March, like late March. So either we need to get it together, or I need to work on my Photoshop skills.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And make us look fabulous.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. Well, so if you guys have been following my Facebook over the weekend, a lot of people are like, what's going on, Kelly? Why are you in this dinosaur costume everywhere I see you? So we ordered these. I found these amazing dinosaur costumes online, and I thought, I have to have those for my show.
Yep.
I had to go on like a 2-week waiting list just to even get them. Apparently, they are a hot commodity. As a matter of fact, I thought I was going to have to squeeze into a child size, but I finally...
That would have
been awesome. Yes. So we finally got the dinosaur costumes, and I was trying to decide what to do with them to have fun and promote the show, and my first idea was to run the field at Busch Stadium, because seeing a security guard trying to tackle an inflatable would be hysterical.
It would have been amazing.
Because they would bounce right off of me.
Yep.
And then Haas and my husband had to sit down and said, Kelly, you've got this great relationship with the Cardinals and the charities, and you work for them, and you need to be a grown-up. So that was not fun.
I just had this horrible vision of like a Scooby-Doo moment where they take the head off of the dinosaur and they're like, Kelly Mano!
And like Mike Matheny pouts from the dugout. Like,
right. I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Yes.
Right. That's exactly what I was like, this can only end badly.
I was actually arguing with you guys. I'm like, do you really think that Matt Holliday would never hire me again just because I ran on the field in a dinosaur costume? And we had like a legit argument.
Well, I don't know if the players would care so much as like corporate St. Louis Cardinals might.
Right. Anyway.
All I have to say about this whole thing is thank you, Addison Clark.
Right?
Poor Addison. So our buddy Addison Clark, who I worked with on the Stephen DC show, is my fellow dinosaur.
Indeed.
For some reason, I just thought two dinosaurs was funnier than
it
one.
Is.
And we have decided to officially claim this week, starting today, which is Valentine's Day, Dinosaur Week on the Kelly Mano Show.
Nice.
The Discovery Channel.
And Dino Week.
It is Dino Week. And so what we're doing is we're trying to get in the back of live newscasts during live broadcasts in these dinosaur costumes.
Yep.
And it requires some really serious finagling.
Oh, it really does.
And the first time that we did it, I'm like, you know, it's just as funny to see what we're doing behind the scenes. And I was just recently given Facebook Live, and we went live the other night and had like over 800 viewers and like 590 comments. And all I keep hearing from people is like, we couldn't stop watching.
And really nothing happened.
No, they watched us do nothing for 3 hours.
Yeah.
But apparently, we didn't even get on the second time.
No, we managed to make what's his name laugh.
Yes, we did, Jeff Bernthal. And so, again, we are going to spend all week. I mean, like, our That's only amazing. Mission in life is to get these dinosaurs on television. And then we're going to drop it. So, because yep. I know the news stations are like, what the hell is going on?
For real, though.
But it's going to be over soon.
Yeah.
You just have to bite the bullet and deal with it. You're going to have dinosaurs in the back of your newscast
for a week.
It's good, clean fun, right?
Yeah, you're not hurting anyone.
And we're not going in the background of any serious stories, despite Haas trying to insist.
That was not my idea. No.
Listen,
that
I
was
show
all
up,
Addison.
I show up, and I walk in the door, and Addison and Haas go, we're going to hell. And I said,
oh,
why?
Oh, I'm full on going to hell.
They said, because we might be going to a stabbing tonight.
There was a teen who got stabbed, like, 2 miles from my house.
Right.
And at the time, like, that's the only thing that we could think of that we knew there was going to be somebody.
Right.
There. Thank God Jeff Bernthal was in Moscow Mills.
Yes. Right. But I have a plan for this week. It's a very, the Kelly Mano brain is an intricate one.
All right.
And let me just tell you that I have discovered a way to make things a little quicker for us.
Okay.
And so we got a lot of places to hit. You know, a huge story. First of all, there's places where you know there's going to be cameras.
Right.
Big story in the news. The Hazelwood school districts are canceling their arts and music and PE programs.
Yeah, I heard.
Completely. So
is that just because of funding or?
Yeah,
it's funding. They're getting rid of teachers. They're getting rid of, you know, basically everything that kids need.
Right.
It's a hideous, hideous, horrible decision. And I think that the dinosaurs should go visit the school board meeting on Tuesday night.
I think the dinosaurs should show them the benefits of gymnastics.
Well,
and
you know,
go to physical education.
No, Jimmy said that one of the dinosaurs should show up with like a basketball and a towel and a jersey. And the other one should have like a beret and a paint kit.
Or a guitar.
Yeah, or a guitar.
But I don't really want to turn these into political dinosaurs. You know, don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think we should just go act like jackasses instead?
You should just stand in the back of the town hall meeting and just nod your head every time you agree. And roar.
So, yeah, Hazelwood, you and your stupid-ass decisions to get rid of... it's no coincidence that there's a for sale sign in my house in Hazelwood. The same week that they make this ridiculous announcement. So, maybe we'll go visit them. I don't know. It is Dinosaur Week, though. So if you want to see some more live news dinosaur bombings, can we officially call it dino bombing?
I like the term.
You like dino bombing?
I like dino bombing.
It is Dino Week on the Kelly Mano Podcast, and we have a packed show for you. We have so much crap to talk about. We have a fertility doctor coming in. We are going to be talking eggs and sperm.
All right.
We're going to talk about the Grammys.
Damn right.
So much to talk about there. And we're going to have trouble fitting it into one show. So we will be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show.
Kelly Mano Show.
Come on! Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
You know, Hoss, we have our sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy turquoise tumblers in.
They're pretty awesome looking.
You're not going to ask for yours back from your ex-girlfriend, right?
No, she
gets to keep
it.
That,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I'm not a total asshole.
So everybody keeps asking where we got these awesome cups, and we got them from a company called My Promo Brand, and my sales girl is Jessica Swick, and you can email her if you have a small business and you are looking to promote that business the way that I've been. Jessica stepped up and was like, let me help you. Look at this piggy she got me.
Oh, that's really cool.
So I was on the My Promo Brand website, and the problem is that they have so much merchandise, I didn't even know where to go. I didn't know what I wanted. They had so many cups that I finally just emailed Jessica, and I said, Jessica, I want it cute. I want it to be a good quality cup, and I want it to be pink or turquoise. And here's my price range, and she took care of me. So if you have
actually a really good looking cup,
isn't it? I know, I love it.
It's not cheap.
It's not cheap at all. And she sent me a sample so I could test it out first. Sure. So whether you need cups, keychains, mouse pads, calendars, pens, t-shirts, literally, there are 100 ways to promote your business with Jessica. Her email address is jessica@mybrandpromo.com. Again, that's jessica@mybrandpromo.com. If you go to kellymano.com later today, I will link you to Jessica's website. But contact Jessica today at My Promo Brand. It's jessica@mybrandpromo.com.
Spinderella cut it up one time.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. Dr. Elon Simkiss is here. Did I say it right?
Perfect.
Yeah.
So do people just play this song when you walk in the room? Is this like your theme song?
Yes.
Do you
want a loop in the lobby?
Oh, in your office.
Normally it's Nicki Minaj, but hey.
All right. Wow.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Kelly Mano Show.
My pleasure.
And so we have been doing sort of for a while now, we've been interviewing people with interesting professions. We have interviewed a mortician. We have interviewed a phone sex operator.
Yes.
We have even already interviewed an OBGYN because it was my own. We had like a girl's day, but we have never interviewed a fertility specialist, and I've always wanted to. And then I came across your name, and now you're here on my couch.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, you've gone from mortician now to reproductive.
I should have gone the other way around.
We're doing the life cycle backwards.
We totally screwed that up. And so did you always want to be a doctor growing up?
No.
No? What did you want to be when you grew up?
Astronaut. I actually ended up going into the Air Force, and they tried to teach me how to fly a jet, and they found out I had the wrong stuff.
I'm very jealous.
It's true. And yeah. I ended up leaving, and I knew I liked science. I ended up going to agricultural school.
Oh, wow.
Really?
It's a real Forrest Gump story.
That's awesome.
I bet your landscaping looks awesome.
Yeah, I had a quite bunch.
And so at what point did you, in med school, make the turn towards reproductive medicine?
Wow, I'll try to do this short. I had to make a decision. I understood that I didn't have the emotional whatever to take care of the chronically ill and the dead and the dying.
Okay,
Those are highly evolved people.
Yeah,
I had more of a shotgun mentality. You come in with a problem, boom, I'm going to fix your problem. And more,
on to the
more,
next one.
Next right. one. So that was the first decision. So I made it my business to go into surgery. I chose surgery. I actually started in the direction of trauma surgery. So I had 5 years of general surgery. So I did 2 years in the direction to be a trauma surgeon. The problem was something else in medical school that I didn't learn or didn't know was that I need to like my patients and communicate with
yes.
them.
Yes.
And trauma patients are
a little unresponsive, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're also often knife and gun club people that I didn't really
right.
like.
Yeah,
drunk
okay.
drivers and stuff. Listen, you have to take care of everyone. As a doctor, you take care of health, but to get the most satisfaction and pleasure. But at the time, I got disillusioned.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, in medical school, I had to do a thesis paper, and it was in the field of fertility.
Wow.
So when I decided to leave, I had an opportunity. I jumped, and I never looked back.
And thank God you did, because people just love you.
Wow.
Like, once I started telling people I was having you on your show, so many people knew exactly who you are.
Oh, that's
You're
right.
pretty much famous on local TV.
Wow, thank you.
And you are the founder and medical director of the Fertility Partnership in St. Peter's, Missouri.
Yes, ma'am.
You are so popular.
St. Pete. What up, St. Pete?
Do you guys even take new patients at this point? Because you're so busy, you're still taking new patients.
You know why? Because a fertility practice is a little different than other kinds of medicine. Let's say you go to a primary care physician.
Uh-huh.
You stay with that doctor till she or he retires.
Oh, right. You're right. And this is a high turnover.
If I do my job well, I don't even know your name. They stop me in the in the mall and they say, "Oh, Dr. Simkis, look at our beautiful look at this beautiful baby. Thank you so much." And I'll say, "It's nice to see you, Jamie."
Right.
"My name is Jeanette." Whatever.
Enjoy your baby. You're welcome.
That's right.
That's amazing.
And revolving door.
So at the same time, are you still a practicing OBGYN?
No. I delivered a couple thousand babies, but I stopped 5-6 years ago when I opened my own place because I wanted to go it alone. I didn't have partners, and sometimes you have to take eggs out and be in the delivery room, so it's impossible to do both. It's a rarity to see anybody do both anyway, but I did it for many years, but not anymore. But I do regular GYN stuff.
Have you ever delivered a baby that you, I don't want to say created, because I don't want to, you know, take the religion side out of, but a baby that you mixed up in a dish?
Yes.
Many
times.
So you mixed up the baby in the dish and then delivered the baby 9 months later?
Yes.
That is amazing.
Many times.
So, okay, when you're, like, I get nervous carrying cupcakes to a party. So who is in charge of carrying, like, the mixed up baby in the bowl down the hallway?
Well, I have an embryologist.
Is there like a procedure in place, like, so you don't trip and fall?
Step one, don't drop it.
Well, like,
See step one.
When I had babies in the hospital, there was this rule that the nurses were not allowed to carry the newborns. They had to put them in a little cart and push them,
absolutely,
which I thought was a very smart. So if I was carrying a little petri dish of sperm and eggs, I would put it in a stroller and push it down the hall so I didn't trip and fall.
Well, when we actually put the embryos back in, we do have a protocol.
And what is it?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, Jake, the embryologist, will load up the embryo, and he comes walking in the door. The woman is lying with a bladder completely full, and she has that look on her face like, "Kill me." But we need it to see where we're going with an ultrasound. We have
really?
And then he comes in with the cat with it loaded in a little tube, little catheter.
Like a squirt gun? Super soaker.
And he hands it to me, and he says, "Do you have it?" And I always say, "I have it."
Okay.
It's like when you fly a plane, you hand over the controls.
Right.
The pilot says, "You have the stick? I've got the stick." So we literally hand it over. It's because,
could you imagine the beating that Jake, your embryologist, would take if this woman had been waiting years and years of fertility and she is on the table, bladder full, and Jake face plants coming through the door?
No.
And he drops it on the floor and rolls. It's the 5-second rule, right?
right. Oh, man.
I don't know if that works.
It's the kid's karma. You know, maybe this kid will maybe be a paratrooper.
Yakety Sax starts playing in the office.
Exactly. And let's talk a little bit about, like, fertility statistics, because it seems like it's just blown up over the last maybe, 20 years? Mm-hmm. And I guess the question everybody asks is fertility becoming more difficult, or are women just having babies later in life and we're fighting time?
Well, they're one in the same, really.
Okay.
So 1 in 7 couples struggle.
Yeah.
We're seeing more and more fertility issues. One of the major factors is, in fact, that society has changed. You know, in 1975, 75% of women had their first baby prior to age 30.
Yes.
2005, it's the other way around.
I had my babies.
Wow, it's that big of a swing.
I started at 24, and you would have thought I was insane. I mean, people thought I was a baby. And I was graduated from college for years and had a job and was married. And
wow.
But so...
So, but it has changed. It has changed, Kelly.
Yeah,
it,
I mean,
really
here
has.
I am. I'm 39 and I'm single.
But you have sperm, not the eggs. And isn't that a little bit... Doesn't the man have the upper hand with age and trying to conceive?
Yes. Yeah, he does. There are issues with men as they age, but it seems that women, the clock is not in their favor.
So we lose our eggs or maybe lose our quality of eggs before they start shooting blanks.
Right.
Right. But at what age would you... Let's say Hoss... does want kids one day. What age would he need to start thinking about seriously freezing his sperm?
You'd want to probably get started before age 50 or 60.
Mm-hmm. There's just like, yeah.
Hey.
I hope so.
Well, hey, don't forget, what's his name? Tony Randall.
It's true.
Yeah.
Right? And what's his name? The interviewer from CNN.
Oh, Larry King.
Larry King. He had a...
That's right. True. He just had a baby recently.
Exactly.
Do you, when we're talking fertility issues, do you just deal with the issues on the female side of fertility, or do you deal with men and erectile dysfunction and things like that as well?
To some degree, I deal with a couple.
Right.
I deal with a couple.
Hoss, is this a personal question?
No, no, no. I'm
is there something you want to talk to the doctor about off the air?
Not at all. I'm fascinated. My grandfather was a doctor, and mm-hmm. I'm always very fascinated when it comes to medical professionals, because I don't have the concentration to deal with the amount of studying and legwork that it would take to do what you do. Like, I am almost the guy who, like, gets distracted by jingly keys
yes.
and something shiny.
Well, you know, it's okay. If you could have survived medical school, then it's great. Because you walk into a patient's room, you forget about the world, and you walk
sure.
out. They stop you and ask you, well, what's about this? What about that? You call the hospital. No, got it.
Right.
So there's a way to have ADD
so it's kind of
and
like,
still be a doctor.
Oh, there you go. I get it. And did you finish your question before
yeah,
I made the ED joke? Because speaking of like eggs and sperm, so the egg retrieval process is a very scientific one.
It's just it's actually a very simple surgical procedure done under ultrasound.
Okay.
Little needle and.
But the sperm mm-hmm. donation is not very scientific.
Usually not. No, there's a semen collection room.
Yes.
And
I've had one of those since I was 12.
That's nice. Awesome. Do you now? If I were running a semen collection area, I would hire a super hot nurse. Like, is that on the application?
You know, there's a lot of jokes about that room. Well, when I built
sure.
the room, I was going to. I had worked in a clinic before where they had videos in the room.
Right.
So when I designed my office, it was an empty shell. I had the electrician put in certain outlets so that
sure.
we could have that. And then my lab team came in and said, no, there's recent studies to show that if there are videos, men take a lot longer to produce the sample.
Really?
And that just was counterintuitive, but maybe we are just sensitive and we're following the story and the plot.
I don't think
we
so.
Like a good plot.
Yeah.
I want to see.
You like free porn as long as you can get it.
I would like to see if she's going to pay for the pizza with cash or a check.
No, you guys like free porn, and that's why it took so long. But so do you have men get like, I mean, like, I know some people get pee fright. Do men get, like, sperm fright?
Yes, they do.
They do. And is it usually a situation where they just go home and come back another day and then they're able to do it?
Or we send them home with everything they need, the little collection cups, and then...
They can bring it in.
They can bring it in.
Yes, because...
Does it have to be back to you, like, within a certain
amount of time?
Yes,
30, 40
because
minutes,
my
yeah.
sweet friend...
Really, that quick?
Mm-hmm. And is it true that you have to keep it warm? Is it... Because I see my friend, my sweet friend, Jody Elliott, who's going to just adore me for telling this story, they went through fertility. She put her husband's sperm between her boobs and drove it to the doctor.
I mean,
you better take that one. I'm not going to go near it.
I mean, sometimes that's where it goes naturally.
Yes. You are disgusting.
I'm just saying. It was probably in the same movie.
It was in a specimen cup. It was in a specimen cup.
Okay, well, there's no cups in the movies.
No, there's not. There's not any cups in the movies. Okay, I am going to try like hell to get this back on track. First of all, we are on Facebook Live right now. Gary, are there people watching The Good Doctor?
Yes.
Have we had any specific fertility questions?
No.
Or just a lot of people making perverted comments?
A lot of perverted comments.
That's my audience.
Keep it straight. Keep it real.
Right now.
Yes.
Well, let me say that years ago when I realized that I was going to be dealing with couples.
Right.
And dealing with trying to help make a baby, I understood that I could not be completely straight. And so
sure.
I developed a reputation. It's a little bit out there on the internet of being silly and funny.
Yes.
Okay, I try not to offend anybody, although yes. sometimes I probably right. do. But, you know, how do you tell a couple saying, well, you know, after your ultrasound, you guys should really go home and...
Right.
Well, a couple came in recently and said that the doctor said to them that they need to go home and engage in coitus.
Ew! No. Yeah. Ew!
That's creepy.
Keep
that's
it
creepy.
Clinical, folks.
Ew! Right. Yes.
Yeah, no
so
thanks.
Just go home, knock boots.
The horizontal polka.
The horizontal polka.
The horizontal polka.
So I found it's much easier to be a fertility doctor and be more of the Patch Adams kind of character.
I would imagine you would have to be, because not only are you dealing with something that's obviously a sensitive subject, but I have to imagine on some level for both the male and female partners, it has to be very humbling and almost embarrassing at times to come to you and say, we need your help on doing something that we should be able to naturally do like that.
Right.
Well, I like to tell people I love my job. I stumbled into it, Forrest Gump
yep.
into it.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
I get to be a doctor, a healer.
Yep.
I get to be a scientist. We're state of the art, cutting edge. I get to be a marriage counselor.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of like,
well, it's not my problem, it's your problem.
Exactly. A lot of that. And sometimes the poor director.
Right, I bet.
And tell them, you know, when and whatnot. So it's a fascinating job. And it's
it really
full
is.
Of a lot of...
and you get the ultimate reward. You get to say that you helped, legitimately helped create life.
I would mm-hmm. hold up every baby like Simba and the Lion King if I were you.
That should be the poster. You should have a mural as soon as you walk
go
in your office.
Go to my Facebook page.
Of
is
you
it on there?
Holding up a child.
I don't do the
Lion
Simba
King stuff.
I should.
You sometimes should. On the cliff, just like this.
Well, so the whole reason I have him in is because, and I know that you can't talk about any specific patients, but you know, you love my Uncle Mike Haas.
I do.
His daughter Jennifer and her husband Chris are seeing Dr. Simkiss.
Oh,
you know, and what's funny is not knowing that you are from St. Peter's until right now,
yeah.
I have two very good friends of mine who are currently going through a fertility treatment and
they're
they live in St. Peter's. And I'm wondering if their
doctor,
patients are yours.
Because he's yeah. like.
Lips.
His yeah. lips are sealed. But so my cousin Jennifer and Chris, and who have been seeing you, the first thing that Aunt Linda said was, you got to have this doctor on.
Yeah.
He's so fun. He's so easy to talk to. Yeah. And, you know, they've been to a lot of other doctors and not had a good experience or had somebody not take them seriously or think that they've been doing something wrong and kind of just blown them off and said, well, go do this or do that. But you seem to always have a plan with them and they are so happy with you.
Thank you.
And so I cannot wait for the day that you can hold up their baby like Simba. You know, I'll put that on my Facebook page.
That'd be awesome.
But why is fertility so expensive? Why is it so, you know, that's a million, you know, everybody says, you know.
Are you in front of a computer?
Yeah.
Punch in Simkiss and Newsweek.
Oh.
And there was an article.
Is this
written.
The article about you and how you've been fighting to get
right.
to get fertility prices affordable?
Right. You see, seen it. Okay. Well, it was sort of my manifesto, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
I worked in other practices. I've been doing this for 20-something years.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to
yeah.
to bring the cost down. And I didn't know how, but I opened my own place and calculated what I thought I could do, the IVF for. And unfortunately, it really is expensive. I blame the governmental agencies and
sure,
the cost of the lab stuff. And
we expect our doctors to be paid well, and they should, but you're not like sliding around on your coins like Scrooge McDuck when you
no.
get home, right?
No,
I mean,
I've got my my beautiful FJ, and I love it.
There you go.
What is the FJ?
FJ Cruiser. Yeah.
FJ Cruiser, right?
Is that a awesome. Car?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a dude thing.
Oh. It is a dude thing.
I drive a minivan, okay?
Yeah.
And
soccer mom thing.
So a lot of people, do you do in-house financing for your fertility, or is that something couples seek out on their own, is to find a loan and things like that?
Well, Tammy, my office manager, will mm-hmm. direct people to loan agencies. We have certain relationships with them.
Right.
I don't want to be involved. But
that's
I know
not
that,
your specialist.
No, you know what?
It makes things messy, I would imagine, if you're having to be bill collector and doctor.
Right, I'll have
you
to
keep that
hire
separate.
Rocky to come bust your thumb.
Right, right.
Hey, you know I have a son named Rocky, right?
No.
Yes.
No,
that's awesome.
No, Rocky, come
that,
here.
Exactly. Well, my cousin has a GoFundMe page, and that's what a lot of people are doing. Do you
sure.
see a lot of people who are crowdfunding? Is that the right word for it? Crowdfunding?
Yeah, crowdfunding.
Because, my God, it shouldn't be this hard to have a baby.
Right.
You know?
Insurance doesn't pay for it in our state.
When are we going to get that fixed? Because that is some horse shit.
2000, never.
Because we, I mean, insurance pays for all kinds of stuff now. They pay for weight loss surgeries and this and that. And the fact that they're not covering fertility is ridiculous.
I agree.
Here's something to think about. There are some states where they will pay for erectile dysfunction and pay, you know, the $20 a pill to help a man with erectile dysfunction. Oh, a man's right to use his reproductive organs,
yeah,
but not for fertility, not for a woman's right to use her reproductive organs.
So is there any kind of a ball rolling? I see like usually like petitions come through on Facebook once in a while. Yeah. About...
I might have wanted to use a different term.
What? What'd I say? Never mind. I don't even want to know what I said. Are any of these petitions legit? Are we close at all to getting fertility covered by insurance?
You know what? I really don't know. I'm not involved with Jeff City here in Missouri. I don't know what's happening. Okay. But, you know, at one point I asked myself, why is it that there are some states where it's covered? One in my home state, Massachusetts, is one, but Illinois, for example.
Right.
And at the time, so I did a little bit of an inquiry, and I found that each state, it's a little bit different. But some of the states, it was because of a family story. You know, the governor's daughter needed IVF, and then the daughter called daddy and said, I'm sorry, I need whatever it costs.
Right.
He said, what do you mean they don't pay for it? I'm going to change that law. And that's what happened.
Amazing how quick it happens when it hits home for a politician.
Of course. Now, I have a sweet friend named Christy who is watching us on Facebook right now. And I know a lot of fertility hardship stories out there, but I don't think I know any of them quite as hard as hers. And I know she has had multiple miscarriages, and she wanted me to ask you if you have had couples try numerous rounds of IVF.
Yes.
And how, like, at what point is there a point where you give up once you do so many rounds?
It's actually a bit of a hot topic in the fertility world.
Sure.
The American Society of Reproductive Medicine, up until recently, and still, their party line is, after three attempts, we should encourage people to move on and think about adoption
or
something else.
Surrogacy.
Something else, right.
Mm-hmm.
But a recent, very nice done study said that maybe it makes sense to continue on if couples want to. I know that I myself have done IVF number 6 on somebody.
Wow.
They've insisted, or they did their first ones before, and sure, and it worked.
It does, I guess, also just kind of depend on the couple. And
but I don't push people. I mean, once, you know, it's hard to see people struggle and try and then fail. Because
right.
I, especially when you take the time to get to know them like I
well,
do.
Of
sure.
course.
And then I get to dance with the people who are successful, and then the ones who aren't successful, it's very hard. I do take it.
Fertility is a really crazy thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always think, I've got a friend named Angie who, she had a beautiful daughter named Katie and tried for years and years and years to have another baby, went through multiple rounds of IVF.
Yeah.
They tried everything under the sun. And then when their daughter was a senior in high school, they accidentally got pregnant.
Wow.
Great story. Yeah, yeah.
And I want to say she was in her late 40s, maybe.
Yeah.
Did you have any other questions from Christy on there?
Nope.
All right. Well, I am definitely going to make sure that Christy takes a listen to this, because I think if anybody can help her, it's you.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I will also, I'm going to put a link up to my cousin's GoFundMe page later today. I am going to put a link up. Do you want me to do fertilitypartnership.com?
That'd be great.
I loved your video you made with your kids what was it called? I had it written down here. You had some cute little name for your video.
A Couple by Couple.
That's what it is. Couple by Couple. So if you are having fertility problems, or if you have erectile dysfunction, pause.
Why you gotta say that?
Because you're the one who brought this up.
I was asking a medical question.
You're
I was fascinated by the dis-
So I have whatever. This friend. Do you treat...
asking for a friend.
One last question. So couples who are doing surrogacy, do they really have to pay you a bunch of money, or can they just use a turkey baster? What? I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious, because they sell online like surrogacy like thingies.
It's a long answer, because there's something called traditional surrogacy, which is a real problem. It's actually illegal in some states
to use a turkey baster.
If the surrogate is also the person who produces the egg,
oh,
that's traditional surrogacy.
Interesting.
Bad, but if I can take an egg from someone else, have a third party carry the egg with the sperm. And then you can't use a turkey
you
baster.
You can't do that with a turkey baster.
You got to use my microscopes.
Wow.
What if we use a turkey baster and a microscope? Then can I do it at home?
I've got a really strong prescription eyeglasses and a turkey baster. We're going to MacGyver this thing.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Elon Simkis, for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
If you want to get in touch with him, you can go to kellymano.com later today and see all the links I mentioned earlier, including www.fertilitypartnership.com. Are you still going to try to take a selfie with my pig?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my daughter, Nava, loves pigs. If I don't, I'm in trouble.
Well, he's probably napping now because he Hoss brought him Valentine's snacks, and he's snoozing now.
I'll get a selfie. Okay. I'll put my head in.
All right. This is the Kelly Mano Show. We'll be right back. Thanks, guys. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Do it. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
The Kelly Mano Show. Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy. Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by Tan Envy in St. Peters, Missouri. And I've been telling you guys about the free tan weekend coming up, and it's finally here. This weekend at Tan Envy at Jung Station Road in St. Peters is their free tan and spray weekend from Friday, February 19th to Sunday, the 21st. They're going to have prizes. They're going to have giveaways. They're going to have big promotions. And you finally get the chance to go try the Versa Spa for free.
Nice.
Which is what I do, and I absolutely love, and I absolutely need. I'm definitely going before Friday. All you freeloaders rolling in there.
I was
going
to say, like, why before Friday?
Because it's like the gym on New Year's Day.
Sure.
All these people are going to discover, you know, the Versa Spa and how awesome it is. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to have to make an appointment. Like you regular people. Tan Envy is having their free... Are you laughing? Yeah. I'm kidding.
You damn commoners.
Listen, I am so tired. I'm nearly slap happy. I've got no sleep. I've been on the road all weekend with no husband and three kids and lots of hockey. And I could really use a warm tanning bed. And the bed tanning... You guys boys, have you guys ever been in a tanning bed?
No.
Yes. Gary, of course you have.
Wait.
Bring it out. Man card moment. Yep. Thank you. This time... And during the winter, it feels so good to have those lights on your skin.
Right.
Warm and that vitamin D and all that good stuff. So if you've been wanting to try Tan Envy, this is the weekend to do it. Everything is free. Like literally the whole store. You can take home a tanning bed. No, it's free tan and spray weekend. Tan Envy. Yeah.
Go in there. Grab the bed. Tell them Kelly Mano said I could take this.
And we've lost a sponsor. Just kidding. Go to Tan Envy this weekend in St. Peters, Missouri.
Hey, yeah. I want to shoot, baby. Shoot.
Gary's gonna lose his man card again for whatever dancing that is he's doing over there.
No, that keeps my man card. Men don't dance. Yeah.
This is Salt and Pepper.
What's your name?
Shoot.
Damn, baby.
Not En Vogue.
Thanks. Here I go.
You know, En Vogue was in the video, weren't they?
No, that was a different one.
Okay.
But there was one where
it was What a Man.
What a Man. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the mice I got last week, and I named Salt, Pepper, and Spinderella.
I heard.
They're so cute.
Don't they all have aliases, too?
Yeah. Butt Munch, Steiner, after Alexander Steen. Butt Munch, Steiner. Oh, Squeaky.
Squeaky. That's original.
I don't know. But I got to say, I can't believe we've never had mice. They're like the funnest pet ever.
Sure.
I mean, they poop on you, but it's like the size of a grain of rice, and you just flick it off and...
On with your day.
And then you have piles of it all over
the
house.
Did I mention my house is for sale?
You too could own the house.
You too could own the house. Mice droppings are free.
Rat rice,
like the tan bed.
Rat rice, free with purchase.
lots of music talk going on because the Grammys are tomorrow night. Or tonight, by the time you're listening to this.
Yep.
And it is the 58th annual Grammys. It'll be on CBS. You guys are going to watch, right?
I think I'm contractually obligated
to watch.
That's
right. Okay, so we talk about this a lot, but we always kind of glaze over it. Hoss is like a bigwig music guy. And who is the band that you manage that are they performing?
They are performing. They're performing on the online pre-show, which you can stream. But a band that we manage named Highly Suspect is up for two Grammys tomorrow.
And is this their song?
Yes. This is their song, Lydia.
And if you could tell people to pick any song to go listen to, would this be it?
This is it.
Is this what they're going to play tomorrow night?
I would imagine so. This is nominated for Rock Song of the Year. Where's the list? I should know by heart who they're nominated with. It's L. King, James Bay.
You guys wrote
Alabama
this down.
Shakes.
Alabama Shakes. and Florence and the Machine
right.
are also nominated for Song of the Year.
So now what happens if they win? Are you going to be like jumping up and down?
I'm going to be so happy for these kids. It's their first record. This is their first song at radio. And it's, you know, one of the big joys for me, much like our guest was talking about what it's like to see a couple work through everything and get the reward of birthing a child. Being able to break a band at radio, like it's great. Like it's easy for me to walk into radio and say, "Hey, here's the new Shinedown, play it." They've sold millions of records.
Right.
A year ago, this time, no one knew who they were, and now this song's nominated for Song of the Year, and even more than that is their album is nominated for Rock Album of the Year.
That's awesome.
And they're going up against bands like Muse and Slipknot, and it's awesome to see their peers, because the Grammys are a group of music peers, industry professionals.
Okay.
So to get that sort of recognition on your first album and your
it's
first
huge.
Song, like, that's great.
Especially because, you know, you and I know that getting songs played on the radio can be very, very political.
Yep.
I mean, people just pass pieces of crap on the radio because they know somebody or they have a favor.
Absolutely.
They, you know, there are so many talented bands out there because that don't ever make it because talent is not enough.
No.
That talent has to have like a car crash with opportunity at some point.
And I'm telling you guys, it'll be one thing if you log on tomorrow and watch them perform on the pre-show. But if you get a chance, whether you're listening to the show in St. Louis, where the band has played three or four times now
right.
and has become very, very popular in St. Louis.
Do you have a website that they have? Or
yeah, just highlysuspect.com.
Highlysuspect.com.
But if you get a chance wherever you live to see them when they are in town, I'm telling you, if you are a fan of live rock,
yeah, tell
go
us
see
next
them.
Time that they're going to be playing, we'll promote it on the show.
Remind me next week.
Yep. Oh, okay, perfect. And so do you know who's opening the show?
I do.
This girl right here, Taylor Swift. And, you know, we thought that the Taylor and Kanye beef was squashed. No more. Fists are flying. Did the pick just open the door on his own?
Yep.
Did you lock it?
The comment
yes, I
that
did.
Kanye
now
made this week
in.
Is just absurd.
Okay, first of all, Kanye West is an idiot.
I don't know. You know what? I'm beginning to think that this is, he's very self-aware of the inflammatory statements he makes.
God, I hate him so much.
I do too.
And I hate that I hate him because I think that he likes that.
I think he is that type of narcissist that can't delineate between good and bad publicity.
Exactly. And I think he's probably one of the worst people on the planet. And the second worst is probably Kim Kardashian. And
yeah.
And they're procreating. They're mixing their gene pool of shit and putting it out on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
And so Taylor Swift, you know, had a huge year with her 1989 album.
Yep.
And say what you want. I know people get sick of her and make fun of her, but Taylor Swift is a darling. Everybody loves her. I know you have some story about her being mean at Thanksgiving or something.
No,
but
that's fine.
But Taylor Swift deserves everything she's worked for.
I agree.
That kid has been slinging her guitar around her neck since she was 10 years old, you know, playing on street corners at country fairs. And so Kanye released a new song this week, which, oh my God, he was on Saturday Night Live. I had to turn it. It was so horrible.
He's just a terrible person.
And here's the thing. He's not a good rapper.
No, he's not.
He used to be. And I don't say that because I don't like him. I consider myself a good judge of good and bad rappers. And I can give you a list of them who are overrated. You know, 50 Cent is one of them, and Kanye West
yes.
is right up there with him. Now, Kanye used to be good. Back in,
the
like,
first two records were
Jesus
brilliant.
Walks and Gold Digger. Like, after yeah. Gold Digger was when he took a right turn into Doucheville. Like,
I agree.
And so he released a new song, and the lyrics in it, and, you know, you got to take rap lyrics with a grain of salt because they don't mean a lot of the stuff that they say.
No.
But he said something to the effect of, I still think me and Taylor are going to have sex, and I made that bitch famous.
Yeah.
And obviously Taylor Swift is pissed.
Well, yeah. You know, you need to let stuff go. And I think probably what bothers Kanye is that Taylor's fame continues to come from the art she puts out.
And
Whereas his comes from general douchebaggery.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's infamous. He's not famous.
Well, he's famous.
He's famous.
But his fame is now more based in a Kardashian type of fame than it is an artistic fame.
Right. He's not famous for his music at all.
No, right. All.
The stuff he is putting out now is just garbage. It is garbage. Do you guys remember when him and Kim Kardashian were trying to like walk by the paparazzi a couple years ago, like all sultry, and he walked into a metal sign?
Yes.
I'm going to put that on my Facebook later today, because if I'm ever in a bad mood, I just go watch Kanye walk into a sign, and like,
yep.
It makes me. And then he tries to beat up a paparazzi because, like, it was their fault.
Like, it's their fault. Now, so I was going to say, you know, Haas and I can kind of agree on something here. To me, Kanye West is kind of like the quintessential wrestling heel.
Well, he is.
He's that.
Except
bad
it's
guy.
Not fake.
True.
Well,
it's not fake.
You know, the thing that I think that this song and these lyrics about Taylor hammer home is Kanye's either inability to recognize, or whatever the reason be, him to not recognize what true art and what a true creator is. I mean, remember when he got upset about Beyonce, he tore apart Beck.
Yes!
And Beck was the guy who performed every instrument and wrote every song on that record.
Yes!
If that is not the definition of an artist...
Kanye doesn't know. He probably had no idea.
Yeah, I don't know what is. Meanwhile, you're talking about a woman who had 13 songwriters to create a song called Girls Rule the World that has a total of 15 words in the song.
Listen, if freaking Beyonce is actually writing these songs, then I'm freaking...
Absolutely not.
I am Big Bird. Mm-hmm. I don't know who she is paying off to get these songwriting credits, but it ain't her, okay?
It's called ghostwriting, and yes. It's very, very common.
There was a very funny... did you see the skit on Saturday Night Live of all the white people being scared of Beyonce? I thought it was funny.
Did you see the skit that came out this week? There's a very famous viral string of videos called, insert band name here, Shreds. And it's basically they'll take live footage of a band and strip off the audio, and it'll be like three guys like banging on wood
yes.
and making it sound
okay.
stupid. They did one of those for
yes,
the Super Bowl
I
halftime
saw it.
Show.
You posted it on my page, and they did a little fart when she almost fell.
Yes, which I thought was fantastic.
That was awesome. I mean, Beyonce, I like Beyonce. I really don't even care as much what's coming out of her mouth. You get up there, shake your butt, whip your hair, make a good song.
And that's the thing that I think artists need to understand is, and it's not just Beyonce who's guilty of it. You know, people
right.
can say whatever they want to about the Black Panther thing. I have my views on it.
Yeah.
But I think artists in general, musicians in general, you can be an artist and that's fine, but when you are up there and you are charging people money,
yeah.
you are now an entertainer.
Exactly.
You don't need to get political and you don't need to get preachy. Shut up and play what the people are paying for.
I specifically did not go see the Dixie Chicks a few years ago when they came to town, and I was a huge Dixie Chicks fan because I didn't want to hear it.
Well, I won't go see U2 live again anymore if I'm paying for it. If it's free, I'll go.
Yeah.
But the last time I went to see them, I listened to Bono preach at me for 35 minutes about how I needed to donate money to hungry kids in Africa, which, great cause. Meanwhile, I just paid $110 to sit in the top row of the Staples Center.
Yeah.
Guess what, dude? Either lower your ticket prices so I have money to feed said kids in Africa, or take a third of that night's show and feed all of them for a year.
Right.
There you go.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, that's, I mean...
Meanwhile, shut up and play where the streets have no name.
Right. I'm not a big fan of Kid Rock, but what Kid Rock does...
I love him.
You know, what he does, mm-hmm. he sets it up so that he takes a pay cut.
So that
people, tickets are $20.
And that's fine.
And beer is $4.
He makes less money.
Right.
But still makes a good living.
Right.
It's what Dr. Simkis did, who was just in.
Yeah.
You know, you lower your overhead and still make a good living.
Right.
But, you know, so Taylor's opening the show. Now, Haas, you've been to the Grammys.
I have.
Are they going to make sure, how do they make sure he doesn't get up on stage and ruin her moment?
You know, there's really no way to make sure it doesn't happen. I mean, I'm sure that there's going to be extra security. But
is his dumbass nominated for anything?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I'll check.
But I'm sure he will still be there.
Of course he will.
You know, but also here's the double line. As much as you don't want him to interrupt Taylor, you know if he does... that it's going to be the talk of everything the next day.
Ugh.
It's going to bring more attention to the Grammys. It is,
but
again,
do the Grammys want that? Because they're not the MTV Music Awards.
No, they're
more
not
prestigious.
But remember, it was back in the '60s when the guy soy bomb or whatever it was, the guy came out with soy bomb painted on his chest. So there is a history of people rushing the stage at the Grammys. You're not supposed to. It is the music industry's Oscar Awards.
It is.
It is supposed to be very buttoned up.
Yes.
As buttoned up as the music industry will get. There's going to be a lot of cleavage.
Yes, a lot of cleavage.
And a lot of very high hemlines.
Is that why you're watching it?
No,
Is Britney coming this year? Are you waiting to see if she comes out?
Hope.
You know, you have a very, not inappropriate, but like a disturbing
Boob-tastic
crush on Britney Spears.
You know my Britney story.
No.
So I've met Britney twice.
I think you've told me that. I've never met her, and it makes me mad that I haven't.
The first time, I acted like I was a 3-year-old kid, and if I could have hid behind my mom's knee, I would have. her rep brought her into the room for a meet and greet and said, okay, there's going to be a very tall person there who thinks you are the most beautiful thing ever created.
Right.
If you flirt with him, he's going to turn maroon.
That's right.
She did, and I did.
Now, is she as pretty in person?
She's gorgeous.
Is she?
I met her on the Slave for You tour for the first time.
Yeah.
And then the second time was when I lived in L.A. on the Onyx Hotel tour, which was the tour just before she went bat-ish crazy.
Yes.
And we ended up at an after party, and I actually got to buy Britney Spears a drink. And it was
nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to Britney, and she's just wearing like a T-shirt that's, you know, cut down the middle. And we had both had a few, and I'm talking to her. And over the course of the conversation,
staring at her boobs.
I'm staring down her shirt because I'm taller than her.
Yeah.
And she's cool, and she remembered me for being so tall. And she totally busted me in the coolest way possible. She just reached over the table, grabbed me by the chin, and pulled my head up.
Britney
Spears
touched your chin.
And I was like, oh, I got busted.
That is awesome. Who is this 7-foot-tall pervert back here?
I turned around, and she's like, it's cool.
She's cool.
They're out there for a reason.
Well, you know, I have a bit of a disturbing crush as well, and mine's on Justin Bieber, and they said that this might be his year to finally snag a Grammy because he was robbed by Best New Artist in 2011 by some jazz singer like Esmeralda or Esperanza or something, and he hasn't won one since. And he's got all of this new music out. This might be Bieber's night.
I was at Bieber's first U.S. show.
You were?
It was a radio show in Kansas City.
He is. They said that he might get one. He's nominated for something.
Well, I know.
Biggest Jackass?
No.
Now, Kanye is nominated for Best Rap Performance for All Day. Phileas London and Alan Kingdom.
They should have an entire category for idiots who perform with auto-tune.
Oh,
because that should even be considered.
I agree.
What else is he nominated for?
That's it. That's the only thing he is nominated for this year.
Yeah. God, wouldn't it be awesome if he was walking up on stage and fell?
We could hope.
Is it bad to pray for stuff like that?
We can only hope.
I don't think God and Jesus would be very happy with me. But I've prayed for worse. I'll tell you that much.
Haven't we all?
So I will be watching the Grammys.
Me too.
Me too. I'm sure we'll be texting during it, and you know, hopefully Taylor does well.
I don't wish her. I don't wish her any ill.
I'm sure she will. Taylor does great. Just the poor girl. I wish Kanye would just leave her alone. You know.
I hope that this is the year that Taylor grows into her body.
I don't think she ever will. She's so tall.
She's, God bless her. The more she tries to look adult and sexy, the more she just looks like an awkward preteen trying to look older.
I know. And the poor thing. She can't dance.
Not a lick.
Okay, she's in the Mariah Carey.
And neither can I, but damn.
I can dance. I am half chocolate on the inside.
All right.
And I love when a pretty girl can't dance.
Yeah.
And so when I see a Taylor or if you've ever tried to watch Mariah Carey dance, it is a train wreck.
Even back in the choreographed video days, you can tell that in her mind she's going 1, 2,
yes,
3.
And the amount of editing that they would have to do during Mariah Carey's Honey days when she was doing dance videos, hysterical. But I'm a Taylor fan, dancing, singing, whatever she wants to do. I can't wait to watch it. So thank you guys for hanging out with me today.
Yeah.
Thank you to Dr. Simkiss at the Fertility Partnership.
That was awesome.
Thank you to Coach Shea and Twin Bridges Lightning for bringing home the gold.
Yay.
And throughout the course of the show, I just found out that our other Twin Bridges team won in Notre Dame.
Nice.
So
nice.
Twin Bridges sweeping the weekend, President's Day. It is President's Day, right?
It is.
Correct.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Only one show this week, but don't forget it's Dino Week.
It is Dino
Week. So if you find yourself missing some Kelly Mano throughout the week, just follow me on Facebook and you'll see me live in a dinosaur costume acting like an a-hole on national television. We're coming for you, news reporters. how do we say we're going to sign off?
Your tattoo.
That's right. Hang on.
That's right.
I got a watch on. I should know this. Be good. Have fun. Stay sassy. Did we agree to yell see ya?
Yes.
Yep.
On three. One, two, three.
See ya!
You're supposed to do it long like this. See ya! Ready? Do it again. One, two, three.
See ya!
That's not long enough. One more time. One, two, three.
See ya!
Thank you very much.